Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm very excited about today's show. I have Karen Medeiros with me today, and Karen is a former mortgage broker who has spent her entire career in the financial industry. She was introduced to network marketing 2 years ago and is no longer living in the corporate world. She lives in Toronto, Canada, with her husband, Joe, 2-year-old son, Mateo, and new 5-week-old baby, Tiago. How exciting. Karen is a Black Status presenter with her company, Unique, which is at the top level that you can reach. She was the second person to reach that level within Canada. She has grown her team over the last 2 years to over 8,700 women and a few men. Wow, what an accomplishment. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm super excited, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, well, I've had the pleasure of meeting you and just seeing how exciting that your team is and the growth that you've had. And so it was an easy decision to have you on the call, and especially after having done so much work in Canada. I always love it when I'm able to share with our Canadian audience some great success stories. So welcome.
Thank you.
So why don't you just take a few moments and fill in the gaps for us? Tell us a little bit about your journey and a little bit about your success story.
It kind of literally just fell in my lap. I mean, I wasn't looking for an opportunity. I wasn't looking for any extra income or anything like that. I was 6 months pregnant, but I was running a successful mortgage business. I was trying to grow my own team of mortgage brokers. And I was on Facebook one day, and this ad popped up for mascara. And I have super short lashes, so I thought, okay, let's try it out. I've tried everything. So I purchased it off a lady who lived actually in the States. She lived in Vermont. I purchased it through her party, and the mascara came. I tried it. I absolutely loved it. It really actually worked for my lashes. It gave me longer lashes, so I immediately went online to her website and just kind of tried to do a little bit more research about it. Then I came across that you could sell it and that you could make money from it. Not so much sell it, because I'm not a salesperson. I hate selling to people. So long story short, I contacted her and I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with her. I had a whole list of questions on what to ask. And I realized that I could make some extra income. So I said, you know what, could I make an extra $300 for some diapers and some formula? I'm going to have, my firstborn soon. And, my husband's stressed out. So she said, yep. So I signed up right away. I got started. I had my launch party with my friends and family. And it went really, really well. I promoted in the first month. Then the second month, I made one sale and I made $8.75. And I didn't know what to do from there. I figured I've reached my warm market. Now I know that, but I didn't know any of this before because I had no direct sales experience. I've been in the financial industry my whole life. So the third month, my husband asked how it was going, and I just said, I don't know what to do. Like, I've reached all my warm market, so I think I'm just going to let my account deactivate. So I was planning on just deactivating that month, and that month I had my first sign up. So it was one of my customers. They approached me, and the rest is history. Once she signed up, I got a little momentum. I started really doing some research on, I Googled everything, how to get sales, how to build a team. I did so much reading on network marketing so I could understand the potential that it had. And then all of a sudden it clicked. I saw that there was potential and I just went for it. And I haven't stopped since.
That is awesome. So there's just a couple of little points that I'd like to make out here for our listeners. Okay. And that is that so many people give up within that first 3 months.
Yes.
And you just really, that is sort of that window. And in fact, we actually even see that it's sooner than that. That 60-day window really is kind of that, okay, let me make a decision here. Am I going forward? Am I dropping off? And that's kind of exactly where you were. And that's what we see statistically. So I think, not saying that you're a statistic, but you're a really good example of somebody that could have absolutely done nothing with this because you didn't push forward. The second learning point that I wanted to make there, which I think is so critical, and it was critical to your success, is that when you do bring a friend or introduce somebody to the business, straight away, within your first 30 to 60 days, it makes all of the difference. Like you said, it helps propel you forward. It makes you excited. It helps make the journey more exciting. You feel a little bit more responsible. You think, okay, I better learn what to do. And that's exactly what happened with you. And the third thing is, which is the thing that most people just don't do, and that is take the initiative to do the research, to do the learning. And there are so many great tools available, including us at Step Into Success. But there are so many wonderful tools available to you if you seek them out and if you do the research. And then if you just follow the guidance that you're given, you really can become successful in this industry. So those are just the three things that they laid out in your story so beautifully that we train on all the time. And I just really wanted to make a point to our listeners to see how that really plays out in real life.
Absolutely. So critical.
So why don't you share with us? So now you've been doing this, like you said, the rest is history. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how this business has shaped your lifestyle?
Well, it's my lifestyle is completely different. It's not so much, I mean, obviously the financial freedom is a bonus, but the industry is based on the connections and the relationships that I've made. Over the last 2 years, I've made some of the best friends that I would have never met had I not taken that chance. I'm going to be best friends with them forever. I'm meeting women who just didn't think they could have a second chance, if that makes sense. And now I'm watching them blossom into something that they never thought would happen. So it's the relationships and seeing the success that really makes me happy.
That's great. And I certainly would think, having two little ones now, that this has certainly changed dramatically from working a 9-to-5 job. And you probably worked much more than 9-to-5 in the mortgage broker company that you had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I was constantly working. It was, you know, very stressful. So many timelines. People screaming at you at the end of the phone, trying to get approvals and just trying to please everybody. And now I'm not stressed anymore. I love what I do. I can spend all the time with my boys and my husband as much as I want. If I want to work, I can work. If I don't, I don't. But I mean, we all know that we pretty much work from our phone anywhere. So, you know, if we want to go to the beach, I take my phone and I can do some work, or I don't have to.
So why don't you share with us then two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
One of them is consistency. I stress consistency to my team day in and day out, because consistency is what is going to make you successful, in my opinion. For me, I've been so consistent building my business. I've been consistent showing people that this is it's an actual business for me. So people tend to support me on a larger scale. They know that this is my job. This is how I earn my income, because I run it as a business. So they support me. Whereas if it was more of a hobby, they wouldn't take me as serious and they wouldn't support me. So because I'm so consistent, people who have, you know, maybe never purchased from me, never inquired about the opportunity, will send me referrals, that people that are interested in the products or people that are just interested in the opportunity, because they know that this is a business for me because I'm so consistent. So consistency is my number one. My second one, I would say it's leadership, although it's kind of a skill and it's also a downfall for me because I put so much into it. I want to help as many people have the same success as I do. So I tend to train a little bit different. I tend to kind of hold everybody's hand, and I'm always thinking of ideas on how they can build their business. And I map out the ideas first. So I kind of give them, you know, like a step-by-step, like here's an idea and here's a way how to do it. And it takes up a lot of my time, but people appreciate that. They, you know, I'm told that they appreciate the leadership that I do give them.
That's wonderful. So what I'm hearing you say then, for consistency, I couldn't agree more, but your leadership is that you try to lead by example.
So, absolutely.
Yes. So that's what I'm hearing there. And I think that that is absolutely a wonderful skill set. And I think that also falls into the mentoring category. So one of the things that people don't fully understand is you can train and you can coach and then you can mentor. And mentor really is working alongside, leading by example, showing, doing role playing, whatever it takes to help them sort of understand. And like you're saying, you're a visual learner. I think that that's where that comes from. So just for everyone listening, just to clarify that so they kind of understand the differences in there, it's definitely one of the major skill sets of leading a team, and it is in that of mentorship. So that's awesome.
I would never tell my team to do something that I haven't done already. So if I come up with a new idea and I haven't done it, I will do it first to show them that I'm leading by example. So never tell your team to do anything that you wouldn't do.
I couldn't agree more. That was sort of always my premise when I was coming up the ranks. I always wanted to try it out myself because yeah. I also think I like to call that experiential knowledge. So when you're just training something, it doesn't have as much of an impact. But if I've done it and I saw how it played out in real life, then you are able to train in a way that really explains it to them. And this is what I encountered. And then this is what the person said. And then this is what I did. And it helps it come to life for people more, I believe.
Absolutely.
Great. So share with us then a challenge or an obstacle that you faced in doing the business and how you've worked through that.
One of the biggest challenges I think that we have in our industry is that people leave. So you've built up this team and another company comes along, or people just quit because they've given up too soon. And what happens is you've had this strong team, you've had strong legs, and then all of a sudden you have to rebuild. People leave. And I think that's a big challenge that we all have. And I've had it numerous times over the last 2 years. And by overcoming it, you just need to keep on going, and you can't quit because other people have quit. You have to rebuild. Everybody is always in rebuilding mode, and you have to continually sponsor so you can continually to build. I sponsor no less than 5 people every single month. And if I didn't sponsor that many people, or if I didn't even sponsor anyone that month, it's going to be hard for me to, when people leave, to rebuild. It would be harder to rebuild. So I'm always kind of rebuilding, if that makes sense, every single month by sponsoring and sponsoring and sponsoring.
You know, what I would like to, because this comes up all the time, and this is probably not just your challenge, but it's probably the biggest challenge in the industry for sure.
For sure.
One of the things that people say to me all the time is, I just hate rebuilding. And so just for a little food for thought, because what you're saying to me is not rebuilding, because you didn't like not do anything and then all of a sudden say, oh my gosh, I need to rebuild this thing. What you're doing is building. And that's what I always say to people. If you just keep building, you're never going to feel like you have to rebuild.
Absolutely.
It is a mindset. For some people, they just get like, oh, I have to rebuild. And it's like, if you would have just kept building, you wouldn't be feeling this way. So that is one little tiny little tidbit that I would give. And sometimes it's just in the language that we use and word choices that we have that we even say to ourselves, because in this, we have to really encourage ourselves all the time. So if you just keep building, and like you said, I couldn't agree more. You have to keep personally sponsoring, because that is from the pool of which you will have your new leaders emerge. So that is definitely something that everyone, if they kept in mind, this is what I need to do. I need to continue to personally sponsor. I need to continue to personally help them sponsor. And I need to continue to build new early teams. And if you did that, you'd pretty much continue to have a growing business.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just taking the steps and repeating them every single month. That's it. You're just repeating what you've done over and over and over. But most people tend to just take those steps, repeat them a couple times, and then they take a 6-month break. And then that's where they have to come in and rebuild, because within that 6 months, people have left. And if you had just taken those 3 steps, sell and sponsor, sell and sponsor, sell and sponsor, and repeated them every month, then you don't have to so much as rebuild, because you're just constantly building.
That's right.
And it's being consistent, right? Back to consistency. If you're consistent, then you'll be fine.
You know, I've always taught that it's a third, a third, a third. So you got a third coming, a third working, a third going. But in reality, just like you said, you came in and then that second month, you only made $8 and you're thinking, is this really worth it? And so what we're seeing statistically is it's harder to sort of get that third working, because now we're seeing more like 46% of people come and leave before they ever even gave the business a try. So that's why we're seeing the numbers sort of shift a little bit. And it's really important that you're continuing to grow so that you're always fueling that, you know, closer to 60%. And the other thing that is important here is really guiding those people and trying to paint the picture in those first 60 days so that they see that there is something beyond no sales in the second month. So I applaud everything that you've done. And just for the sake of everybody listening, it's just good to point out exactly what's going on, because sometimes I think people don't understand. And you're right. The attitude is, I'll build this up and I can sit back and relax and keep going consistently, and you're going to have a successful growing team.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. So why don't you share with us then what working from your happy place means to you?
Well, just like I had mentioned before, it just means freedom to me. It's freedom to do whatever I want and to spend time with my family. My husband is no longer at his 10-year career. He was able to leave that. He's able to spend time home with us. He started his own little business now, because he would go nuts just like myself if we didn't have something to do, some kind of work. So he's been able to start his own little business on the side. You know, he can work when he wants to. He doesn't have to work nights anymore. He's able to see his kids grow up. It just means it's just no stress. Like when I worked in the corporate world, Sunday nights came and no word of a lie, my heart would just palpitate and I would panic because I had to go into work on Monday. And I was just so, the environment was just so stressful, and I didn't enjoy it. And now, you know, there's no alarm clock. I wake up to mummy, even if it's at 6 a.m., I'll take that over anything any day. So to me, it's just freedom, and my kids are going to live an extraordinary life.
So what is something then that you're extremely proud of, or maybe one of your greater accomplishments that you've had?
I'm proud that I succeeded in this business with no experience whatsoever. I was in the financial industry. You know, the calculator was my best friend back then, and I had no knowledge. I was quite ignorant of the industry. So I'm proud of myself that, you know, that I was, that I didn't give up. I was going to, but I didn't. You know, I thought about it for a minute and I never gave up. You know, people shook their heads at me and didn't understand what I was doing, why I was transitioning from a mortgage broker into direct sales, because they didn't have the same knowledge that I did. I lost some friends through the way because I was, you know, quote, annoying on Facebook. But today, that does not bother me one bit. And I'm proud of the women on my team. I'm proud that they feel better about themselves. And I'm proud that, you know, some of them have come from some not so great situations, that they've able to gain the confidence in the independence to get out of those situations.
Wonderful. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
My advice is never give up. Two things, never give up and to always be consistent. If you are consistent with the same income producing activities day in and day out, and you never give up, you'll see success. It has to happen. There's no way that it can't happen if you're doing the right things every single day.
And do you have some exciting things maybe that you're working on or you think that our listeners could benefit from?
So one of the exciting things that I'm working on in the next 3 weeks is we have our annual convention. It's being held in St. Louis, Missouri this year. There's going to be 10,000 of us that are going to be attending, and I am going to be speaking at convention. So that's super exciting for me. I'm going to be holding a class for the for our presenters on sponsoring.
So my little bit of advice there that I would give you is to practice out loud. I felt the exact same way back in the early days of my career when I was in the field and I'd be asked to present. And I found that even today, that's how I practice a new speech, is write it out, practice out loud where you're actually talking. Because when you hear yourself, it will build your confidence. You actually also get to hear yourself in real time. So that would be my only piece of advice on that. And congratulations. That's an honor to be able to present at an event that large.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. So I will take any advice I can get.
Great. So you are now part of our Direct Selling Now Plus and one of our ambassadors. So Do you mind just sharing a little bit about that for our listeners? Because many people still have no idea what that is.
Well, they need to find out what it is. I was introduced to it by Lindsay, and I took a look at it, and it's a great program. To be honest, I find, not even because I'm on this call, but I find more useful ideas, knowledge from your training, from your programs than I do a lot of the other programs. And it's because, I guess it's just, I can just relate to every single training. So every webinar I've watched, every training that I've read, I can take that and relate it back to my team. Like, I don't even have to rewrite anything, if that makes sense. Like, it makes sense. And I just take it and I take it back to my team. And I've taught them so much from your training. And it's a great investment. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And thanks for sharing that. So where can our listeners find you?
They can find me. My website is themakeupnerds.com. So themakeupnerds.com, you can find me there. My contact info is listed. And if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me anytime.
That is wonderful. Well, congratulations, Karen, especially on that new baby. That is so exciting. And congratulations on all your many successes. And thank you for being part of our show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.